WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The National Hurricane Center warning that catastrophic winds from Hurricane Melissa are moving onshore in Jamaica and that the time to take cover is now. ABC meteorologist Kenton Jawicki.
This is one of the strongest storms we've ever seen in the Atlantic. Again, the strongest of the year over the Earth, but still just in general in all of our history of satellite data, the strongest in the Atlantic really means something. And Jamaica is really going to be devastated today, unfortunately, by this, especially that western half of the island.
The storm could bring life-threatening winds of up to 185 miles an hour, up to 40 inches of rain, and a 13-foot storm surge. The Pentagon announcing today that the U.S. military carried out three more strikes on suspected drug boats in the eastern Pacific today, bringing the number to 13. 14 people were killed. There was one survivor. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says body parts returned by Hamas overnight were the partial remains of a previous hostage. It calls it a violation. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinair on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check runoff risk advisory forecasts before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the agency has an online tool to warn farmers when weather conditions and soil temperatures increase the chance of manure spills. The agency is also reminding farmers that all agriculture and livestock operations must report spills or runoff that could potentially impact surface or groundwater, which can be done through a 24-hour emergency spills hotline. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance are warning residents of a significant increase in the cost of health care coverage. According to a press release, the 2026 plan year rates for the state's individual marketplace show residents could see their premiums more than double with the expiration of the ACA tax credits. Eau Claire County residents could see one of the largest increases, with a family of four making $130,000 a year on a silver plan, seeing their yearly premiums jump by $24,000. The Northwest Wisconsin Grazers Network and a handful of partner organizations are inviting residents to their annual fall grazing conference this weekend. The conference will be held at the Shell Lake Community Center on Saturday from 8 a.m. to around 4 p.m. Attendees will have a chance to check out new agency and commercial exhibits and network with other grazers to discuss new ways to improve their own operations. Residents interested in attending the conference must register by Wednesday, which can be done on the organization's website. Due to the ongoing federal government shutdown, around 3,700 Ashland and Bayfield County residents are expected to be impacted by the delay in food share benefits. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, nearly 2,300 people in Ashland County and nearly 1,400 in Bayfield County were receiving food share benefits as of September. Local food assistance nonprofit officials also say they're preparing for another increase in demand for their services after already seeing about a 15% jump in the last year. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the New York Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, 118-113 to fall to 2-1. Bucks center Miles Turner.
Being new to this group, my key messaging to everybody was like, you got to look forward, to playing from behind. It's the NBA, stuff's gonna happen. At times you can find yourself in unfortunate positions, but I just think it's very important that, if we want to be, a playoff caliber team or a championship caliber team, we got to, really embrace, being down. And I think we did a good job of that in that third quarter. And, there's no excuses in this league. It doesn't matter who's out there. We all lace them up and try to go out there and compete.
Baseball, Game 4 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. The Dodgers leading the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays after winning last night 6-5. The game went past midnight. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning to win the game. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home to the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny sky on tap for your Tuesday afternoon. A southeast breeze with highs in the mid-50s. For tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies in lower 30s. Sunshine returning, though, for your Wednesday. Highs in the mid-50s. Currently 44 degrees.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, Busted Pencils.
I mean, that comes naturally for me, Jacob, as a blue-collar scholar. I really love knowing, hey, what are the skills I need to complete the job? and how can I be the very best? I really think that we owe it to the next generation. And I don't even mean just young people, but anybody thinking about, hey, I'm going to change my career pathway. I think we owe it to them to say, well, here are the experts in your industry.
Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Right up there on the list of stupid. The president of the United States decided to lay off 1,000 people or so at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Kristen Lierley.
They weren't laid off strategically. They were laid off haphazardly. J.D. Vance himself admitted that it's chaotic.
Nothing screams competent government like laying off the people who respond to Ebola.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more data centers want to move to Wisconsin and more Wisconsinites are concerned. We talk to Clean Wisconsin. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Tuesday to you. First of all, my most sincere apologies for not being here with you yesterday. As many of you probably in the Rockies and whatnot are discovering, Portland got hit over the weekend by just a massive storm, one of those atmospheric rivers, which is probably now making its way across the country. It knocked out power here in our building, and our internet provider, Comcast, somehow screwed us up. We got disconnected from them, and then when we reconnected, apparently they assigned us a whole new IP address, and you know, which is like your gateway, your doorway to your internet provider, and didn't inform us. And we were running around like chickens trying to figure out what's the problem here, because we had no internet access at all yesterday. Couldn't do anything. And it took hours to figure it out, and finally figured out that, you know, Comcast had screwed us. Not intentionally, you know, it was some kind of screw up on their end, but, you know, in the midst of this power outage. So anyhow, our engineer Chase is here. He's been working hard all day and all day yesterday, and we've got everything redone and reset, and so we're back on the air. But again, my apologies, and especially to our stations, you know, who have relied on us for, in some cases, over 20 years for a regular, daily, reliable live program. We're back. Hold Jamaica in your thoughts over the next few hours. This Cat 5 monster, Hurricane Melissa, is hitting the island. Welcome to climate change hurricanes. I mean, this is just it's going to be a disaster. We've got a lot to talk about today. Is the assault on democracy stronger than we think? Are we nearing permanent fascist control of this country? Also, Bernie nails fascism as Trump and the Republicans scramble to deflect blame from the people who are going hungry amidst the largest health care premium hike in the history of the United States. We'll see how this all works out for the GOP. And a maple syrup alert. Canada is preparing to declare America guilty of human rights abuses. How's Trump going to handle that? More tariffs? More warmongering? In the second hour of our program, our buddy Greg Palast is going to drop by. He has met and knows, or knew, Chavez, and knows Maduro. He says, I know drugs are not the reason Trump wants war with Venezuela. This is going to be an interesting conversation. For, you know, when Greg was a reporter with the BBC, he was stationed in Venezuela. Also, is corruption the new American dream, a nation rebuilt on the gospel of grift? And this is my daily take from yesterday. We're talking about it today. Also, you think ICE is bad now? The Border Patrol is taking over ICE. And, these guys are even more aggressive. In the third hour of our program, the national redistricting wars, gerrymandering wars, are entering a new phase. It used to be that your vote mostly counted. Now the Democrats are forced to fight fire with fire. We'll talk about that. And also, is this what happens to scientists in a dictatorship? Why Russia just arrested a 70-year-old scientist for backing curbs on Antarctic krill fishing? Wild stuff. So, but to start out, My Daily take today over at HartmanReport.com is the assault on democracy stronger than we think and nearing permanent control. And, you know, my point is that Trump and the billionaires, the fascists, the neo-fascist billionaires, and the foreign fascists that he's aligned himself and as a result, you know, the United States, or at least part of the United States, with, are in some ways stronger than I think most Americans realize, and in some ways weaker than some of us who are in despair realize. Now, I'm going to get into the weakness part tomorrow, but today I wanted to talk about the strong part. Stephen Levitsky, the co-author of How Democracies Die, says that there's like this spectrum, you know, on one far side of the line is, you know, democracy, functioning democracy, on the other far end of the line is oligarchy, autocracy, tyranny, despotism, dictatorship, and in between is this thing that he calls competitive authoritarianism. In other words, you have an authoritarian government, it rules by fear, and it exploits the rule of law to go after people that it doesn't like. You know, the way that Trump is going after James Comey right now, for example, or ICE is going after protesters. And yet you still have elections. It's still, quote, competitive. Not really, but sorta. And that's the world that, according to Stephen Levitsky, we are now fully in. And I think it's a reasonable description. You know, they're using the nation systems to skew the rules, to restrict opposition, to weaponize institutions, to vandalize the truth, to destroy and ignore democratic norms. I mean, we're about halfway down that road in just a short 10 months. And the template for this, of course, is Project 2025, which Viktor Orban and his people literally, or perhaps figuratively, I've got to stop using the word literally, Orban and his buddies gave to the Heritage Foundation and, you know, spoke with the people from the Heritage Foundation. And now we've got, I don't know if you caught Rachel's show last night, they're using Pegasus. ICE now has Pegasus. Pegasus is a no-click spyware. It was developed by the Israeli government, if I'm recalling correctly, or an Israeli company. And all they have to know is your cell phone number. And boom, your phone turns into a spying device. They can turn on the camera, you don't know it. They turn on the microphone, you don't know it. You might notice that your phone is getting warm or the battery is burning up, you know, is declining more rapidly than normal. But you have no idea why. There's no way of knowing why. You can't detect this with spyware software, spyware detection software. This is like, you know, military intelligence grade stuff. And Biden outlawed its use in the United States. Well, Trump has allowed now, specifically by executive order, has allowed ICE to use this. And ICE is using this against protesters. Apparently. We don't have the proof of that. We know ICE is using it. We don't know exactly who they're using it against. But I think, you know, protesters are one safe assumption. You know, in Hungary, Viktor Orban is doing this kind of thing. In Russia, Vladimir Putin is doing this kind of thing. And, you know, now we have Trump appointed and even elected officials who are openly defying precedent, openly defying courts and the rule of law, have partisan weaponization of, you know, institutions like the IRS, the FBI, the DOJ that can punish people, dark money influence networks, media that has been captured by oligarchs, and more to come. I don't know if you saw this thing. Taylor Sheridan is the just absolute genius behind a whole bunch of programs, including Yellowstone. And he just canceled his relationship with Paramount because the Ellison father and son, the Ellison families, right-wing billionaires, the second or third richest guy in the world, have taken over, you know, Paramount and CBS and everything associated with it. And he doesn't like the way they're running. These right-wingers are running the company. It's just like you see these little cracks appearing, but now they're talking. The Ellisons are talking about taking over CNN, and MSNBC is going to be spun off in a little while. So, I mean, it's just, you know, wild stuff. So what do we do about this? What do Democrats do? I mean, and I say that as like small-D Democrats, people who believe in democracy, as we watch our democracy being deconstructed right in front of us. I think it's fairly straightforward. Obviously, we have to be in the streets. You know, these protest movements, the No Kings movements, are vital. But a protest can be a lot like fireworks. You know, it's really amazing when it happens. But then the smoke clears and you're back to where you were. We've got to be building institutions. We've got to get inside the Democratic Party and motivate it to actually become a progressive institution like it was during the times of Franklin Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson. We have to join with organizations that are doing the good work out there. You know, Indivisible, 5051, DFA. There's just so many great organizations that we can become parts of. And, you know, if you believe in this republic of citizens, not subjects, we have to become part of it. It's not enough to just, you know, complain on social media, although that's important. I mean, you know, it's a step. Although, you know, I went over to X. I haven't read X in a couple of weeks yesterday. And I was just astonished. The first thing I see is a tweet from Elon Musk lying about something. It just blew my mind. It's become a sewer. Anyhow, get active.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We have to save us, is the message. Stick around. It's here. The CDC just upgraded this year's flu season to high severity. It's expected to be the worst flu season in 15 years. The odds are you or a loved one will get sick and your doctor can't see you, and waiting hours in a crowded urgent care can be brutal. This year's severe flu season is why doctors urge every family to order a medical emergency kit. This isn't a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care and pharmacy right in your home. It includes essential prescriptions like generic Z-Pak to get well faster, plus antibiotics for pneumonia, strep throat, ear and sinus infections, even prescriptions for nausea and UTIs. Just match your symptoms to the prescription in your guidebook or call their telemedicine docs who are standing by. Take your meds early and feel better faster. Order your kit online now before you need it. And your kit is shipped to your door. It just takes minutes and you'll save $45. Visit urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and then use the promo code Tom. urgentcarekit.com/Tom, promo code Tom.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes, although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business. Well, Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But Wallet Hub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s. And CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I got to tell you about Quince's clothing. I love these things. Quince has the kind of fall staples you're actually going to want to wear over and over and over. You know, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60. Classic fit denim, real leather, wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. And a sweater vest. I love them. They're affordable. They're fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe, and they hold up super well. Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/THOM, quince.com/Tom. Free shipping, 365-day returns at quince.com/Tom.
Stronger than we think. We were told the vote was sacred, that the truth would never sink. But the billionaires are smiling while they're pouring out the ink. They're buying up the judges and the headlines start to shrink. Tell me now, my friend, is the assault on democracy stronger than we think? It's a quiet kind of thunder, rolling right beyond the brink. Not a war with guns or soldiers, but with money, laws, and ink. They're rewriting every promise faster than we can blink. Yeah, the assault on shadows, while we're shouting in the streets, turning freedom into slogans till it crumbles at their feet. And the line between the people and the power starts to shrink. Tell me true, my the assault on democracy stronger than we think. The flag still waves above us.
I think in some ways it is, and in some ways it's not. And all is not lost yet. We still have to keep fighting back. Meanwhile, Donald Trump and his administration. Well, let me just start with Bernie. Okay, this is Bernie just nails this. He tweets this thing out yesterday. He says under Trump's big beautiful bill, Google got an $18 billion tax break. Amazon got a $16 billion tax break. Microsoft got a $12 billion tax break. Facebook got an $11 billion tax break. And now they're writing checks to Trump for his $300 million, that's $0.3 billion, $300 million ballroom. Gee, Bernie writes, I wonder why. This is that corruption that, you know, I wrote about yesterday. I'll be talking about more in the second hour. But this is the destruction of America, basically, right in front of us, turning us into a tin pot, third-rate, third-world dictatorship, where all hail Donald Trump. Everybody has to bow down. We're down over, Raw Story's got a piece today about how if you're a federal employee, you get an annual review. Well, in your annual review now, you've got to write a little thing about what you've done, and you have to talk about how wonderful Donald Trump is. And if you don't, you won't have your job for another year. I mean, this is like straight out of North Korea. Meanwhile, in Vermont, Phil Scott, who I think is a Republican, I could be wrong, but anyhow, the Vermont governor, Phil Scott, says he's thinking about suing the Trump administration over SNAP benefits, you know, food stamps. Why? Because the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which pays out food stamps, has a $5 billion contingency fund. And the Trump administration is saying, nah, we're not going to use that $5 billion. They could easily, you know, the SNAP benefits are supposed to run out this weekend. They could easily continue these things. $5 billion would last a while. It's not like the $130 million that Timothy Mellon gave Trump to pay the troops, you know, $100 per soldier. No, it's not. This is, you know, $5 billion is real money. And the governor of Vermont, Governor Scott, says 63,000 Vermonters are on food stamps, and you're going to screw them. And the USDA is saying, well, we can only use those funds for emergencies. Well, isn't not being able to write a check an emergency? Isn't Congress refusing to you know, the Republicans refusing to fund these programs an emergency? And of course, why are they doing that? Well, because of these catastrophic increases in health insurance. I'll tell you about that and about the maple syrup divorce between America and Canada on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with you in just a few minutes. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle, and we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal, they would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth, and that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat, not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome director of Now More Yes, Max Hay. Then Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas and I talk new movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 to 8.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is warning residents that their services may stall if the federal government shutdown continues. According to agency officials, about $230 million of the $310 million allocated to the Department of Workforce Development for training and employment services this year comes from the federal government. Without that federal funding, things like career counseling, recruitment and retention programs, and apprenticeships for job seekers could see a reduction in services. As the weather cools down and leaves start to fall from the trees, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to be wary of fire danger. According to a press release, there have already been over 50 wildfires across the state in the month of October. DNR officials say the dry weather, gusty winds, and the falling leaves are contributing to increased wildfire risk. Residents should check fire danger warnings in their area before conducting outdoor burning activities until some snowfall brings more protection against wildfires. The Senior Resource Center of Sawyer County is inviting area residents to contribute to a fundraising drive for its Meals on Wheels program. Organization officials say they're facing cuts like many other nonprofits in the region, but the need for the meals program is increasing. The Meals on Wheels program provides area seniors who can't get out of the house as often as they used to with nutritious meals, as well as a wellness check and some social interaction. Senior Resource Center officials are recommending donations of about $7 per meal. Barron County officials say they're still searching for developers to convert the former Bessie manufacturing site into a mixed-use commercial and housing development. Officials say they've met with some developers already, but many of them want to continue using the site for industrial purposes. They're also seeking funding from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for environmental cleanup. The Rice Lake Plan Commission recommended rezoning the land from industrial to mixed use to the City Council at its meeting on Thursday. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Buzz of the North, 96.9, WBZH, Hayward's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly sunny sky on tap for your Tuesday afternoon, a southeast breeze with highs in the mid-50s. For tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy skies in lower 30s. Sunshine returning, though, for your Wednesday. Highs in the mid-50s, currently 46 degrees.
What's going on with Earl Ingram?
The No Kings rallies across this nation, they reminded me of, it was an organization called the Tea Party. Senior citizens were a part of the Tea Party, and there are a lot of senior citizens involved in the No Kings rallies.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, What's Going On with Earl Ingram. Find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. If you're like me, you're an analog person living in a digital age. Join us next time. We'll talk about what skills will keep you employed in the age of AI and data centers. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Did you know?
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
He woke up raging, thumb on the phone, blaming Ontario in a furious tone.
Says Reagan loved tariffs.
Spoiler.
He didn't.
Now trade talks are dead, cause Trump got offended.
Oh, say, can you see? A trade war with a tree.
Carney's come. Trump's in all caps, you'll see.
Violet's a maple syrup meltdown, dripping down the feed. Carney's calm and steady, Trump's fueled by greed. Tariffs on pancakes, chaos in play.
He's fighting Canada on a Friday.
Big guy Ronald Reagan here, please let me rest. Free trade was kinda what I thought was best.
Fake ghost.
Deep state ghost.
Have some toast.
Reagan's rolling in his grave, trade deals he tried to say.
Fake farmers cry, prices climb, steel town stuck in overtime. All for a tweet,
all for a show,
while the markets tremble below.
Cattle Canada, hold my beer, Trump's trade war shifting gear. Carney smiles polite and clear, we've got maple syrup and receipts right here.
It's a maple syrup meltdown, chaos and cheer. Another Trump tantrum, same old year.
Tantrum.
Not tirades.
Yeah, he was going to pay for the pancakes. Now, Canada is set. By the way, I think the thing is really setting Donald Trump off. In addition to the Doug Ford's ad, you know, citing Ronald Reagan, there's another one, the Save America movement, which Steve Schmidt and Reverend Barber are partners in, has another video out. Maybe I'll share it with you tomorrow. Of Reagan speaking about the importance of immigration and how when we close our borders to immigrants, we will die as a nation. And it's this beautiful Reagan speech with video of ICE just beating people, you know. But Canada is the rumor. Jean Bundell, who I quote frequently on this show, the Canadian opinion writer, shall we say, DeanBlundell.substack.com, is writing, rumors are swirling that the government of Canada is set to officially condemn the Trump regime as an enemy of the American people and democracy due to the extreme human rights abuses being carried out by Trump. Prime Minister Mark Carney may bring this up, and he's got a bunch of different points. Number one, the suspension of U.S. refugee admission program, which has stranded families and interpreters, people who had already cleared vetting pipelines. Number two, asylum access gutted by emergency orders, fast-track expulsions from the borders, troop deployments, aggressive policing. Number three, deportations to third countries in violation of, you know, basic human rights. Number four, prolonged detention and pressure to sign voluntary returns out of the country without meaningful access to counsel. Number five, deaths in custody, inadequate medical care, including for pregnant women, warehousing of children with limited access to parents or legal support. Number six, dedicated immigration sites overflowing, and they are sending people to the Bureau of Prisons. These are people who have not committed an actual crime. Being here without documentation is a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. Sweeping interior raids, birthright citizenship targeted by executive order, domestic dissent labeled a security threat, USAID and related programs killed, basically. And Blundell says, you know, expect a war of words. This is going to get wild. Meanwhile, Republicans are scrambling to shift blame away from Donald Trump for the SNAP benefits, the food stamp benefits expiring on Saturday. They're saying if you go to the website, the food stamp website, it literally says, and by the way, this is a violation of the Hatch Act. This is a crime that the Trump administration is committing. Whoever is running the U.S. Department of Agriculture right now is is guilty of a crime, a violation of the Hatch Act, by posting on their website, quote, Senate Democrats have now voted 12 times to not fund the food stamp program, which is not true. Not true. Senate Democrats are perfectly willing to fund the food stamp program as long as Donald Trump and the Republicans will fund Medicaid, you know, basically the Affordable Care Act subsidies. But in addition to that, Republicans don't need a single Democratic vote to pass a budget through the Senate. All they need to do is suspend the filibuster, and they can do that with 51 votes. They've got those 51 votes. Republicans can end this shutdown right now. Obviously, they are not doing it. Why? Because obviously they don't want to do it. They like the shutdown. They think it's working to their advantage. The website, the food stamp website, goes on, is the Agriculture Department. The well has run dry. We are approaching an inflection point for Senate Democrats. See, just mentioning Democrats, that's a violation of the Hatch Act. They can continue to hold out for health care for illegal aliens and gender mutilation procedures, which, again, another lie. Illegal immigrants don't get health care. And, really? I didn't realize the Republicans were so upset about, circumcision, but apparently they are. Or reopen the government so mothers, babies, and the most vulnerable among us can receive critical nutrition assistance. This Republican rhetoric, they note, is coming directly from Speaker Mike Johnson. And, of course, the other one is the Affordable Care Act exchanges. Now, this is interesting. The Democrats had been betting that there's this thing called the early market. There's actually a word for it. It's the early window shopping. It's the week before open enrollment, right? We are right now in the week before open enrollment. Open enrollment, for the new Affordable Care Act plan starts on November 1st. And this week before is when the government publishes the new prices. And they're refusing to do it. The Trump administration is refusing to publish what you're going to pay for your health care. Now, the Democrats have been betting that when these numbers got published, all of America would go, holy cow, are you kidding? Look at that. This is my insurance. Look at what it's going to. But nobody's doing that right now because nobody has access to the numbers because the Trump administration is refusing to publish them. This is, about a little more than half of the Democrats in the Senate wrote a letter to Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, who is the head of Medicare and Medicaid services, which oversees the Affordable Care Act, and said, you have failed to open early window shopping, which means millions of Americans who buy their own insurance on healthcare.gov are unaware of the catastrophic premium hikes barreling towards them. The 24 million American people who buy insurance on the ACA marketplace need as much time and information as possible to understand and prepare for these significant premium increases. Millions of Americans still have not received any information from their insurance plan or from CMS about the biggest premium hike in history. You know, if you can't baffle them with BS, baffle them with hide the facts. I guess that's the new Trump strategy. So what's on your mind today? Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Hey, kind of on your theme today. I was looking at the Telegraph out of London newspaper's podcast called Defense and Foreign Affairs, and they were discussing, it was 10/21 is the date of this particular episode, discussing the rare earth metals embargo from China. Mm-hmm. This is not new. China's been doing this for decades. And what was really interesting to me were the comments from readers. The readers of the Telegraph are as left-wing as Mark Carney is. They are not. They were so much divided between America's getting what it deserves for bullying the rest of us, and the rest of it was, well, these capitalists have been, cheapening everything so that we can't do anything, for ourselves anymore. And why should we, and my conclusion from all this is, why should we shed blood for these people who have set this up for failure? Do you know there's 1,000 pounds of rare earth minerals in one F-35?
Wow. No, I didn't.
I mean, and it just goes on from there. You can't run a nuclear submarine without these things to run the, I guess, the super magnets in those propulsion systems. Yeah. And, you know, China just says, okay, you know, try and defy us. You won't make another F-35.
Right.
Right. Why should we shed blood for these idiots who let this happen over decades? And it's not just the rare earth minerals, which, by the way, are the bottom row of your periodic table. If you want to know their names, look at a periodic table. It's that bottom row in the main table. What about all the other minerals? I'm sitting in a state that sits on every kind of mineral. Mm. We had a cobalt mine ready to open 2 years ago. China played with the commodity price of cobalt. And the mine, which had already hired hundreds, like 600 miners, to go to work the next week, it never opened. Mm. Not a peep out of Washington to defend this mineral, which apparently we need for our Teslas. Yeah. And other electric vehicles.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Why would I defend these people? Just saying, I would defend my homeland and my border, but I'm not going anywhere for any of these people.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. And it is a shocking lack of foresight over several administrations, by the way, of both parties. Susan, thank you. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Although, you know, Ezra Klein would argue that it's because California has regulations to make it hard to open a mine. I don't know. I really don't. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. This is Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. October 27th, Indiana Governor Mike Braun signed a proclamation calling the state's legislature into special session on November 3rd to consider congressional redistricting and a tax code issue. This follows weeks of lobbying by Trump administration officials worried that the GOP may lose control of the U.S. House. Indiana is already a very red state, with Democrats only holding 2 of 9 seats, District 1 in Northwest Indiana and District 7 in Indianapolis. Creating a GOP-leaning district will require cracking the existing districts and diluting liberal strongholds by adding Republican voters from adjoining areas. The Indiana Capital Chronicle reports that the state House has enough votes to pass a gerrymandering plan, but Senate leaders say they're still short of the votes needed. In Kansas, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly refused to call a special session for redistricting, but KCUR reports that Senate President Ty Masterson confirmed October 27th that he has the 27 signatures in the state Senate to activate a constitutional provision allowing the legislature to call the special session itself. But it's not clear if there are the 84 signatures needed from the House. The only competitive congressional district in the state, Congressional District 1, south of Kansas City, is held by Democrat Sharice Davids. We've linked to local reporting and the current congressional maps at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Cam Stevenson.
I don't think we've seen destruction at the White House like that since 1812.
The only people working hard in Washington, D.C. right now are the demolition workers tearing down the east facade of the White House. Let's bring in a whole demolition crew, Cam. That was, right. The metaphor of the year.
It's very symbolic to see the symbol of power in the United States demolished.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that they had arrested the girlfriend of the head of Antifa. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I am the head of Antifa.
You are?
Yes, and I think my wife turned in my girlfriend. So,
you're in trouble now, Troy.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
30. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, nativepath, P-A-T-H, .com/H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, Hartman with two N's. Special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping and the top 5 collagen warnings at getnativepath.com/Hartman. And here's our Halloween song.
She vanished in the smoke. There's a chill in the ballot box tonight. A whisper in red and blue light. She's drifting through alleys and lies with justice glow.
Are haunted by the goddess of democracy as we head into this Halloween week. Back to your calls here, Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, I'm glad you're back, Tom. I was freaking out yesterday.
We were too.
Went up here.
We were too. We couldn't figure it out. You know, we called Comcast and they're like, oh, we see, you know, we've got internet for you. And we're like, we can't connect to it. And it was just wild. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad you're back. The so-called billionaires, we should be calling that's welfare for billionaires, what we have there right now. Every time they call us socialists, that is socialism, welfare for billionaires. But
yep.
Anyway, the purpose of my call is MSNBC had Mark Elias as a guest there, the attorney who is fighting for democracy there. And he was making the point that blue states need to get 30 seats from the House in all seven blue states in order to capture the House on the elections.
You mean by gerrymandering?
With that. Correct, yeah, by gerrymandering. And I happen to agree with that assessment because he says we need to go all the way and grab as many seats as we can because if we don't, the game is over.
Yep.
And I wanted to get your thoughts on that. Yeah.
I think he's right. On the one hand, I think he's right. On the other hand, the Republicans, and there's not a lot of people saying this, so I'm saying this without great certainty, but it seems logical to me. The way that the Republicans are getting rid of some of the Democratic seats is by moving those Democratic voters into districts that are more solidly red, you know, that are more heavily Republican. Well, in a wave election, that might actually work against them. It might cause, particularly in Texas, it might cause some of those Republicans who are in districts that were, you know, say, 12-point Republican districts, which have now been shrunk down to 7 or 8-point Republican districts because Democratic voters have been moved into them as they're cracking, you know, the Democratic districts. In a wave election that can push, you know, 10 points as a wave over, it might make some of those Republican districts more vulnerable than they were before. And, you know,
I happen to, I'm sorry, go ahead. No, I agree with you with that assessment. I think what they're underestimating is the fact that many Republicans now are not going to vote for Trump.
Yeah.
Which is why they're resorting
or
to rigging the elections.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. His numbers are on the 20s now, I think.
Well, it depends on the poll. Actually, his numbers aren't that different than where they were in his first year, which is a little scary because he made it through 4 years. They're slightly lower, but mostly in most measurements are in the 30s. And he still has 91% approval among Republicans, and that's the only thing he's looking at.
Yeah.
It's just that the number of people who identify as Republicans is shrinking.
Yes, that's true. I think the last poll I saw was 27% approval, I think.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see that one. The last I saw was 34% approval on the economy, 41% approval overall. I think that was, you know, Nate Silver's kind of polls.
I'm looking at a Free Speech TV poll, and it says he dropped from 44% to 27% approval.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
I'll take it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tom.
Yeah. Good talking to you, Alfredo. Thanks a lot for the call. I'm very concerned. I'm very worried. I'm, you know, we have to redouble our activities. And at the same time, I really think 250 years of a functioning democracy, I realize it's never been even close to perfect, but 250 years of democracy is a hell of a lot more important than the, 5 years of democracy that Putin had before he took over Russia or the 12 years that Orban had. I think we're going to be good.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is your favorite or least favorite word? Cinnamon. Love that word. And it's a superfood. I don't like the word buttress just because I'm immature. Con.
My favorite word is scoundrel. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks. John in Madison says words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia. Dumb. Funny because my name is John.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and Hurricane Melissa, a monster Category 5 storm tearing across Jamaica's western coast. Melissa, this year's strongest storm projected to bring catastrophic devastation to the island and region. New York attorney Michelle Robinson, who also practices law in Jamaica, says she is riding out the storm in Kingston.
Where we are, a little bit of rain could cause flooding, so I'm more concerned about when the heavier rainfalls start that we're going to have severe flooding.
Israel's prime minister, after meeting with his security cabinet, instructing the IDF to carry out what it calls powerful strikes in Gaza. That according to a statement from the prime minister's office, no other details given. The Senate failing to pass a stopgap measure to end the government shutdown, now on its 28th day. Lawmakers no closer to a compromise over expiring health care premiums, even as federal funding for key food programs run out November 1st. The U.S. military says it's carried out deadly strikes yesterday on four alleged drug smugglers. Smuggling boats in the eastern Pacific, the Mexican Navy searching for a survivor. This is ABC News.